The Jaguars continue preparations Thursday. The 1-8 Jags welcome in the 5-4 Arizona Cardinals Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. Favorable conditions today for the Jaguars out on the practice field compared to Wednesday's wind and cold. Paul Posluszny not practicing again today. Might be a decision as early as Friday for his status for Sunday's game. Tight end Mercedes Lewis coming off a three-catch day at Tennessee. He's healthy and happy, and that's good news for the Jaguars offense. And Chad Henne, of course, will make the start at quarterback again this week, his seventh start of the season and fifth in a row. He's trying to move the offense this week against a very stout Cardinals D. Let's take our weekly look behind enemy lines and talk about that Cardinals defense. Seven different players on the unit have multiple takeaways, and that's the most in the NFL. The front seven, of course, a big reason for the success in the desert. And on the opening play of the game against Houston last week, John Abraham, the veteran, stripped Case Keenum. Calais Campbell hit the quarterback, and Matt Shaughnessy took it in for the score. Abraham just getting warmed up. He has a team-best 5 sacks and 3 forced fumbles, all of those in the last 3 games. And he's now in his 14th NFL season. The longtime Jet and Falcon has 127 career sacks. He's the active leader in the NFL and now in front of Derek Thomas for 12th on the league's all-time sacks list. Jaguars quarterback Chad Henne said the addition of Abraham in the offseason added to an already dangerous defense.
Yeah, you definitely have to know where he's at, and you know, whether we chip him, max protect him, or put another back on him, or put two linemen on him, we're gonna have to find where he's at, and we have a plan for that, and hopefully we can get the ball out on time and not have to worry about it.
Do you have a history with him?
Maybe a little bit. I think we played him 1 year, but other than that, I can't tell you how well he did. I'm sure he got me once or twice, but he's a great player, 14th season. I think has 5 sacks in the last 3 or 4 games and is doing really well for him.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says that Gus Bradley is starting to see some of his preseason plans come to life.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And even though it's early, you get the idea this week we're seeing some tangible on-field signs of what Gus Bradley is trying to do with the Jaguars. Mostly on defense, the area that played the best on Sunday. 4 takeaways, 9 points. Bradley often says defense is about the ball, meaning defenses are judged on big plays and points scored. Fitting that that was a part of his first victory. Also defensively, you're seeing the competition Bradley wants. John Latulele getting playing time at linebacker. Winston Guy getting snaps with Josh Evans at free safety. Some of the young guys are ready to play, and Bradley liked the results last week, particularly from Guy pushing Evans at that spot. Is this the future? Well, you can certainly look for young players to keep getting reps. At some point, Bradley wants backups pushing starters all over the lineup. As for the turnovers and scores defensively, well, there's no doubt the Jaguars need that against Arizona, because Arizona's defense will make it tough for the Jaguars' offense. It's too early to say Bradley has a system in place. The Jaguars are, after all, 1-8 with a lot of building left. But he has focused all season on establishing a foundation. And with the midway point of the season in the rearview, we are starting to see some of that blueprint on the field.
Thank you, John. Final day of Cardinals Week practice coming up Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.